And we continue on here with the Ray Snell Sports Line. No one knows Jackson County better than Ray Snell. Visit raysnell.com. He, of course, is from Exit Realty First. To the Ray Snell Sports Line, we welcome to the program Coach Andy Birch from Hanover Horton, head coach of the Comets boys basketball team. Hey, Coach, thanks for taking time to join us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So this has been your first year as head coach with the program. How's year one going for you so far?
Well, you know, we started a little rough. You know, we didn't have the summer we quite wanted. We had guys in and out, never really, you know, got to build the off-season chemistry. And when you graduate as many as Chad did last year, you know, that's something you really, you know, you really needed. So we kind of limped into the season, and you know, also too, you know, with the changing of the guard, you know, between the chemistry and, you know, kids got to build the trust with each other and trust with the coach. So kind of from the rip, it wasn't quite the beginning we wanted, but you know, as we got going here, you know, that chemistry does just come along. You know, Sanders missed the beginning of the season, and you know, once he got in there, you know, we were building chemistry, then he got in and we almost had to rebuild you know, the whole chemistry back up. So between that, and then, you know, I ended up getting COVID over Christmas break, so I was gone 2 weeks, so we didn't really hit the ground running until a little bit after, you know, in first second week of January.
Yeah. So
it was the beginning of a season I won't ever forget, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, you had a really tough schedule, and I want to talk about that here in a second, but you hit on something else, taking over for Chad Mortimer, who's been there for a long time, and he had a whole bunch of success while he was there. I mean, that kind of, do you feel like that already kind of puts you behind the eight ball coming in, just knowing the success and the length of time that he was there?
You know, it's not something I really, I mean, I was aware of. I don't think about it though.
Okay.
I did my stint with Chad. I played for him, and I coached with him for 6 years. So I was part of his staff for 6 years, and I kind of know how things are ran, and I know what expectations are needed, and you know what needs to be done. So, you know, it's not really something that's really in my head, as far as, you know, no one's ever going to fill his shoes, you know. So I just kind of come in and I'm gonna be me. You know, he molded me as a player and as a coach, and we're just going to try to keep the thing rolling.
Yeah. So looking at the non-conference part of your schedule, I mean, your schedule is kind of like what a lot of coaches want. You want to play up. You want to play teams that are bigger and better than you, so you learn from them. And you did
that.
You played Onsted. You played Olivet. You played Jackson. I mean, Jackson is a Division I team, isn't having that great of a season. But when you put a Division I team up against what, your Division IV? Division three,
we're three, but
so I mean that's a heck of a matchup right there, and of course you had Weston in there,
and
so you had a pretty tough schedule out of the gates,
right? You know, and we had Carson for the first game against Onsted, but he was probably a 60% Carson Sanders, and probably we shouldn't even try to play him. But against Olivet and Jackson High, you know, we played those games without him, and you know, missing a returning All-State, you know, senior, that's a big intricate part.
Right.
But I think my guys really found themselves in that Jackson High game. You know, the score really doesn't dictate how close that was and how hard we battled, and they kind of learned to play without him.
Okay.
And you know, they got to kind of figure out who they are as players instead of just always looking for him. And that's where we're going to be the most dangerous, is, you know, and it's kind of where we're at right now, where the other guys have gained the confidence to be their own player and not just kind of look for him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be their own weapons, and, you know, we're sharing the ball well, and we're playing good basketball now, and a lot of it is, you know, taking those licks at the beginning of the year, and that's why we schedule those type of games.
Yeah.
So.
And the Cascades, I mean, the Cascades is always pretty well balanced, no matter what the sport is. That's why we call it the Rugged Cascades. But it just seems like this year, the boys' basketball programs across the board are just on a different level.
Yeah, Vandercook is very, very good. You know, yeah. I thought at the beginning of the year, I thought that'd be a toss up between them, Napoleon, and even Center. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure on what we were gonna, you know, be. I thought we would be kind of where we are now. I was hoping to get one of those games against one of those three, you know, at least in the first go around. But you know, we did. We had a pretty tough schedule there. We played those three, Vandercook, Michigan Center, and Napoleon, three games in 5 days.
Yeah.
And I thought my boys did very well. I think you know, a lot of good came from them, even though they did come up. We did come up on the short side of things, but we're growing, you know, and we're gaining the experience. My young guys, that's a really good experience for them, and that's kind of what we lacked coming into this year.
Well, I mean, you're looking at that three-game stretch. I mean, you're close. You're there in every one of those games. And you weren't 100%. Now you're 100%, right?
Yeah. We're pretty close. We got a little dinged up last night, so we got some guys with some bumps and bruises, and that'll be checked out today. But we're pretty darn close to 100%. Okay. You know, so
with
and all three of those games too were played on the road.
Yeah.
So it was like. It was probably the hardest three-game stretch that we could have possibly imagined for her. And I thought my kids did a great job at taking it one game at a time and keeping their focus, you know, on that game. And then, you know, next day in practice, the next game, and not looking ahead too far. Because if you look at that stretch and, you know, look ahead and say, oh, wow, we got these three teams in five games, you know, then you can kind of get overwhelmed.
Right. And, well, with all that said, I mean, are you kind of happy with where you are with your kids right now at this point in the season?
I think we've grown tremendously as a team, and you know, between the chemistry, the trust with the guys, you know, we're playing pretty good ball right now. I like what I'm seeing. I like what we're doing. The attitudes have been great. This is a great group of guys, and I just hope we continue to kind of sharpen and polish things up, you know, heading into the postseason.
Yeah. So heading into the postseason, right now you have Michigan Center coming up Wednesday. Then you're hosting Napoleon on the 25th. Then you're on the road for the crossover game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the good news is you're home. And I guess the other, I mean, let's call it good news. It is. I mean, cause you have a chance to get one against Michigan Center. You have a chance to get one against Napoleon, both teams that you were pretty close with on the road last time around. So, I mean, you've got a great way to end the season. If you're peaking, if you've got the momentum right now, you got a great way to hit it hard right here at the end of the season.
Yeah, we do. You know, and We're looking forward to this matchup with Michigan Center tomorrow. We gave them a hell of a battle at their place, you know, the first time around. We had about one bad stretch that really killed us, where we started the third quarter on 11-0 run, and they responded back with a 21-0 run, and there was little to nothing we could do. I think I burned three timeouts within that 21-0 run to try to cut it, and never worked. So. Mm-hmm. You know, Center's a very disciplined team, and I think last time we played them, they only turned the ball over two or three times. So hard to be a team that takes care of the ball and discipline and is as skilled as they are. So we're definitely looking forward to that. I don't really want to look too far ahead. You know, I try to keep the boys focused on one at a time. You know, so but right. if we can get Center tomorrow and you know, regroup and give Napoleon everything we got, it just does definitely give us some momentum heading into that postseason.
Right, yeah, and that's I know you're looking ahead a little bit. I mean, obviously, yeah, you have to take care of business with Michigan Center Napoleon, but I know you're looking ahead a little bit to districts. Every coach is kind of looking out of the side of their eye at those teams that they normally don't face during the regular season that they're going to have to possibly deal with depending on how the seeding goes in district. And I you know, because we spoke a little bit before we started here, so I know you're looking at Concord just a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. I've had my eye on all those teams. Mm-hmm. I got to watch the Homer Concord game the other night, and both those teams are pretty tough. You know, Concord has the speed, athleticism. They got, you know, Shooter and Sprague that, you know, he hit 9 threes in a game this year. You know, so they're going to be a tough matchup. I think it'd be a fun matchup. I think we match up well with them. And then Homer's a well coached, you're always very disciplined, and you know you're gonna get the best effort every time you go on the floor with them. And then, you know, Leslie's hosting it, and they've kind of had an up and down season, but you know, they just knocked off a undefeated Olivet team just the other day. So there's some dangerous teams in there, you know, and you can't just you know, look at the record and, you know, count them out. And I think that's the same to be said with us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to be playing us right now either. So
it'll be an interesting
district for sure.
Well, based on what you said and based on what Coach Gaddy just said not too long ago, sounds like you and the basketball Comets are peaking at just the right time in the season. So we're looking forward to the great matchup tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we are too. We need to have a good day of practice today and get the game plan in place and take care of the basketball tomorrow. And I think we'll let the rest play out.
Well, we're wishing you the best of luck, and we'll have to have you back on once we get closer to districts and once you know exactly where you're seated and talk about those matchups, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good deal.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're talking with Coach Andy Birch from Hanover Horton. Coach, as always, thanks for the time.
Yep, thank you.
It's Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Again, brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Also brought to you by our good friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, and my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. Back with more right after this.